This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ourselves into a position of strength, shall we? It's Tuesday, the 17th of May. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The emphasis is on truth, justice, and the American way. We do not tell you what to think on this program. We'll tell you what we think, what our opinions are based on what we know, what we think we know, what we've heard, what we've seen, all of that good stuff. The same thing as you, but we don't presume to tell you how to think or what to think, as other people who are on the radio do. If you don't believe me, you're wrong. No, there's no real right and wrong in the general sense. I guess there is the collective of you know what's right and what's wrong, or what your parents taught you. My father used to say to me, you know the difference between right and wrong. And he was right. I did know the difference. I don't know how I knew it. I still don't know today how I know that this is right and that's wrong for me. But then there's the general collective that understands what's right and wrong. For example, it's wrong to kill people. And maybe that's where you start. The Ten Commandments is a pretty good rule of thumb for the most part. I think there are maybe a few in there that are somewhat exaggerated. But for the most part, I think the Ten Commandments are a pretty good way for us, all of us, no matter, and this is not about religion, this is just about being a human being, about how you treat other people, how you want to be treated, the old golden rule, do unto others as they do unto you, that kind of stuff. I think that's really, it doesn't always serve me well. I found that a lot of people take shots, not necessarily in the radio business, but in my own circumstances on my farm, which I'm trying to save. There are a lot of people who really don't get it, and so it bothers me, but that's their point of view, and that's what they have been taught to think, or how they've been taught to think, so it isn't necessarily going to change people's minds. It just is, you know, in your heart of hearts, soul of souls, what is right. I think that, and I don't mean, when it comes to politics, for example, like Donald Trump is right and Hillary Clinton is wrong. Hillary Clinton's perfect for a lot of people. Absolutely perfect. And what she says makes so much sense. And how she's running her campaign is what people want. And so they will support her. And if she wins, they will claim victory. And they will like it because for her to be president is what they think is the right thing to happen in our country. Other people think the right thing is Donald Trump. Who's to say who's really right? It isn't necessarily right. Maybe it never becomes right for everybody. Maybe it just is, it's right for me to feel at this moment that the country, and I don't mean right, I'm not happy that the country's a mess, that it's being run so unbelievably badly that we have people at Chicago O'Hare Airport who are standing in line 3 to 4 hours to get on an airplane. That's just wrong. No matter who the president is, no matter who's in charge, there's not anything that comes out of an understanding of what that situation is that's good. It is not good for people to be in lines. And by the way, if for no other reason, then it creates a perfect target for terrorists, because there are all these people standing in a line, hundreds, if not thousands, depending on the size of the airport, standing there waiting to go through the bumbling foolishness that they have to in order to get onto an airplane. And it just sort of happened overnight, right? Last month, people said, wow, I had to stand in line for 2 hours to get on an airplane. Month before that, I didn't hear that. Did you, Victoria, for anybody?
No. This, like you said, this appears out of nowhere.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Bizarre. What happened? Did they pull TSA workers and now there's a shortage?
What happened is that the budget is level funded. So in Washington speak, that means you got a budget cut. And therefore, they had to cut employees because we have union agreements. We have to pay people more in the retirement, more and all. We've created another government fiasco. And so in the meantime, who's getting it in the chin? The people who pay the bill. You pay the bill. I pay the bill. You think I'm going to stand in line for 3 hours to wait for these nincompoops to frisk me or look at it for 3 or 4 seconds? You hold your hands over your head and the thing looks at your x-ray and you've got a bulge in your pocket. What's in there, man? No. This is the kind of stuff that will ensure, guarantee that an outsider wins in November. It's like they're playing into the hands. It's like the Obama people say, I want Hillary to win, but yet they can't manage the government well enough to keep people from being frustrated, and they'll just say, I don't want more of the same. Hillary Clinton is more of the same. I want something different. I want to change. It was hoping to change this 8 years ago, and now...
Right. Well, I think this is going to be probably the final nail in the coffin for New York airports making a case to privatize the TSA,
right? Yep.
Which is great, TSA. And that could be great news for all New Yorkers and anyone going in and out of New York.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, enough of this. People in cots, this is like a third world country here.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. No matter what your age, what your experience, this is
And honestly, I don't care who's behind it. Someone just needs to fix it.
Yeah, well, good luck in that department. Fixing it isn't part of what they do.
Well, maybe privatizing is the answer.
Yeah, well, it always was. Privatization usually is better than the public running most of these things, and yet the public builds up. We've created in my community a fiefdom in the public works department and other departments because everything's done in-house. Buy more trucks, hire more people, do this, do that. And we all know that it could be done cheaper and perhaps better by people who are on the outside who have a motive, which is basically do the best job we can for the least amount of money. There's no incentive to do that with the government. It's
spend more,
pay more, get less. That's it. That's their motto. That's the new motto. And by the way, when it comes to the election and workers and stuff, couple of the most loyal constituencies, labor and the environmental movement, are at each other over an effort to raise money for a voter turnout to defeat Donald Trump. I find it very interesting. The labor movement that would not do well in a Trump administration, I feel, because of what we're just talking about. There is a need to privatize the union stuff when it comes to public employees has gotten corrupt. And we see it all the time. The school teachers who don't get fired when they molest children because the union contract protects them, and therefore the union image is of, look at these guys, they're protecting these creeps. And it's happened 4 or 5 times in the past year in Los Angeles alone. And then there are other things that that are part and parcel of why it is that it's ineffective to run our government the way that we run our government. Anyway, so this is sort of the same old calling card, but I do find the TSA lines to be abysmal, and more people get into a line to get the TSA pre-check, and then before you know it, that'll be overrun with incompetence, and they'll have to come up with something else. So what's the solution to the problem? Good management and having teeth and strength in management. You can't run a company in the private sector well with bad management. You just can't. It doesn't survive. But in the public sector, bad management thrives. Why is that? What is there about that psyche that suggests, okay, this is a great way for me to go hide. I'm going to get a job working for the government. And that's, by the way, if you stand in the line, the TSA lines, in any airport, I've done this, I've sort of made this a cause, and you listen to these people as they stand around doing nothing while you're waiting in line, They'll talk about how much overtime they have, what their retirement account has in it, how much they're making, or what their new uniform looks like, or everything except what has to do with protecting the public. It's all about
them.
There
always seems to be like one person looking at a screen and three others standing around that person talking.
Yeah.
So that just always seems to be clusters of four.
Yeah, right. It's a cluster blank. You know what I'm talking about. 16 past the hour. I want to help people understand. I've got a lot of questions on the social media pages. Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. About how to listen to this program. More and more people who would listen, let's say, for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes on their way to work, or in some environment in the house as they're getting ready to go off to do battle for the day, and then they're gone. But they find the conversation intriguing, so I'm going to suggest that you go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you go to the TalkStream Live mobile apps. If you don't have a smartphone, there's a listen line that works on any phone by calling 605-477-3712. Victoria, have you checked this lately and listened? I think once they get the little bugs out of it a couple of weeks ago, the line seems to be pretty good.
I called it last Friday just to check it out, and it was perfect.
Right.
That's great.
I mean, it's going to sound like you're listening on a phone. If you put it on your phone and therefore put it on your Bluetooth in the car, you can listen that way. And then if you do have the apps, you can put it through your iPhone and run it through the system of the speakers in the car. But either way, you can hear what's going on. 605-477-3712. If you have unlimited minutes, this is a great way. Thank you for your interest in the program, by the way. Any phone, anytime, anywhere, 605-477-3712 to listen to Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with Principal Office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award in compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese. Croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation varies.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one My Pillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of 1. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good day time, or rock clock time, Victoria. It's 23 past the hour. I've asked everybody to get their rock clock, get their rocks off or on. The rock clock from Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I think that's one of the most fun things. Anyway, let me see if I can find it. Hold on a second, Mariah. Don't get excited. I could be on the rock clock, I suppose, right? Maybe not. All right. Anyway, yes, it's music time. This hour's music is built around Mariah Carey and her world. Apparently, there is a new TV show, ladies, that focuses on Mariah's life, a docu-series. It's on the E! Network. And here is a trailer for that television show.
Mariah Carey. Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. Hey, it's Mariah Carey.
I am not Cinderella. My life has not been a fairy tale. Forget the image, forget the rumors. I owe this to the fans.
I have a tour to do in less than freaking weeks. Can I please focus on the important things?
She's been going nonstop.
My life would be much easier if all I did was come in and sing the songs and leave.
Do you understand how scared I am right now?
The thing is about Mariah, she's very misunderstood. I'm like anybody else.
We're going to get Noah's Ark at your wedding.
Please, it's the most important event that's ever happened.
Right, can we see the ring? Can we see it?
I'm wearing these glasses because we're in fluorescent lighting, and I have a rule which states that I will not be seen in fluorescent lighting without sunglasses. I know it's very nice.
My fans are unparalleled.
I don't think anyone knows anything about me. You guys are living for this footage.
Okay, so if it was me, I know enough about Mariah Carey to not need that trailer or that promotional minute and a half or whatever it was, which I found actually kind of annoying.
I feel like that trailer didn't do anything, you know, because this is supposed to be about, you know, telling people about her. That everybody already knows everything that that trailer just said. Didn't change anyone's opinion.
She thinks that she's something she's not. She's
what
delusional.
What does she think she is?
She thinks she's a normal, misunderstood person, and she's not. She's just a diva. That's it. She's very one-dimensional.
What would be a normal, misunderstood person? I'm not sure who would fit that definition.
That maybe behind the scenes she's highly intellectual and she's an introvert and she loves to cook.
Who would that be?
Mariah doesn't like any of those things.
No, but who would be an example of that? Someone who isn't well known. Julia Roberts, does she do all that stuff behind the scenes? Does Britney Spears do that sort of thing behind the scene? Who is a person that does all, who represents that, and that you would gain from seeing? Well, I guess your point here, Mariah is one-dimensional, so what you see is what you get. You hear her music, you see her on television, no big deal. You're not going to learn anything by watching this documentary of her life.
Unless you're a super Mariah Carey fan and you just want to see any type of footage, you know, then sure. I don't know that this is going to sway anyone into being a new fan.
No, but who would be an example of...
Oh, I think there are a lot of actors and actresses and a lot of musicians who go out, they do their thing, and then their private life is extremely different. I think Taylor Swift is a great example. Her private life is just hanging out with her girlfriends. She loves to cook. She loves to bake. I just think that, you know, there are a lot of people who have multi-dimensions or multi-facets to their life, and Mariah's not one of them.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I think that she deserves the credit that she's gotten for being good, but she's like Diana Ross. We were talking about her yesterday on the air, a diva, pretty much. You wouldn't expect to see Diana Ross in the kitchen making a birthday cake for somebody.
Right.
I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah, that makes good sense. Okay, Mariah, anyway, that's an FYI for you. 28 after on Good Day.
Don't say, "I've had enough," until you're actually ready to say it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's no point in saying you've had enough of something unless you're really ready to say, enough. I mean, maybe you're in an unhealthy relationship. Maybe you find yourself enabling someone you love. Maybe you're not eating right, or maybe you're not pushing yourself to do the type of exercise that will keep you healthy. In any case, way too often, I hear people say that they've had enough, when the reality is they're actually ready to tolerate a whole lot more. My advice? Be honest with yourself. If you're going to allow yourself to take more, then don't say that you've had enough. Wait and reserve the saying, enough, for when you're actually ready to make behavioral changes. When you're honest with yourself, changes come much, much faster in your life. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't have to get high, but you can have fun and be here and be connected to the Good Day program. How do you do? 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, the fellow who wants to buy an old 757, wants to raise money so he can crash the plane into a building to prove the conspiracy theories about September 11th. I probably shouldn't laugh about this, but there's somebody to do something about everything. Some people, he said, might be upset, but we deserve to find out what happened. Here is the story. Again, this is somebody who used to live in America. His name is Paul Salo, 51 years old. He's looking to find an old Boeing plane that he can fly into the side of a building. Here's what he's trying to do.
What we're trying to do here is we're going to prove once and for all, was 9/11 a hoax or was it real? Okay? Now, we obviously can't go back in time and make that happen, but what we can do is
is we can recreate as best as we can the exact circumstances of an airplane fully loaded with fuel flying into a building at 500 miles an hour. And what happens to that building is going to tell us a lot about what happened in 9/11. Because obviously, if there's just a smoking hole in the building and nothing happens, you pretty much know it's a hoax, right? Because it's obvious, right? And if the building, has similar physics as 9/11, when the building was, it looked like there was explosives in the building, many people doubt it was really an airplane, right? We're going to see those. We're going to see a glimpse of those same physics at work when we test this, okay? So if you believe in 9/11 and you want to prove this once and for all, donate to this project. If you don't believe in 9/11, maybe you're Russian or Chinese and you really want to prove once and for all that this was a major fraud perpetrated upon the world to start the war on terror, you want to give us money too.
Interesting.
You know, my theory about what the military-industrial complex is all about, it is capable of anything. I don't know that I thought about it quite in that frame of reference before, but now that he says what he just said, there have been the theories all along that Dick Cheney and some of his pals were responsible, not personally, but in some way, shape, or form, loaded the basements of both Twin Towers with dynamite, and the superstructure, the steel that was embedded in the ground, into the rock, the bedrock that held the buildings up, was compromised because of this dynamite that went off at the same time that the planes were hitting the building. And I don't think that could have happened because otherwise the buildings would have collapsed then. And as we all know, it took a couple of hours for the buildings to actually collapse. So are there, is a better question, people in this world who are capable of that, of doing something like that, so horrendous, so horrific, that it would create the situation that we now are living with that has disrupted the entire world? Are there people who are that black, that dirty, that horrible? The answer to that question, sadly, is yes, there are. Some people, their souls are so black, so dark, so horrible, that they are. And think about it this way. If people have the ability to write scripts for TV shows and or movies that are that black and that dark, and we all have seen them, look at Gotham and the kinds of horrible things that are done in there, that's part of the human imagination. So if somebody has an imaginatory thought that can be applied to a movie or a TV show, then why can't that same thought process be applied to real life and the circumstances that we're discussing right here, right now?
Of course it's possible.
It is. I used to not believe that.
Well, you don't want to believe it.
Right. And that's
I don't
exactly
want to believe it.
Right. And I don't want to believe that our government would do something on this scale.
I don't think our government did it any more than I think the Saudi government was a co-conspirator. I think people in the government, you see, that's where we go awry. We say the government did it. The government did not do it. People in the government did it. They happened to be in conspiracy with or co-conspirators with people who were in the business of selling arms, in the business of making trouble, in the business of taking care of themselves. And what better way to do it than to start something like this? Are there people who have been in government or who are in government who have black hearts like this? Yes.
Sure. Yeah. If this is true, and if this experiment, if he's able to prove that it's just a big hole in the building and it doesn't collapse, then, you know, there are, and especially because I live in New York, you just, over the last, I want to say 5 years maybe, more and more of these conspiracy theories have popped up.
Yep.
But more people are listening to them now.
Right, because nobody has accounted to them. Because
yeah.
Nobody's been smart enough to come up with a way of actually steering people away from
Well, it also is starting to make more sense, yep. even to me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, there was that, whatever the third building was it Tower 7? I forget, whatever the third building was that was not hit by anything, and that building completely imploded on itself.
Yep.
That building shouldn't have just fallen down for no reason. Hmm. And all these other things, as people pointed out, you keep going, well, wait a minute, yeah. And then the speed and the angle that the planes hit, you know, were they on autopilot? Some people say there were no people on the planes at all, that they never even boarded the planes to begin with. So there are a lot of theories out there. It is interesting.
The fellow who was the pilot of American 11, which was the flight from Boston to L.A. that took off at 8 o'clock, was a 757-200. The guy was a farmer and somebody that I knew. His name was Ogonansky. And he'd been a pilot for American for 34 years, had a farm south of Boston, and had that particular route for a couple of 3 years. He did it twice a week and had been doing it twice a week for years. Known to the crews in the days when American had crews that did the same thing, and now he can't find anybody. As much as I go back and forth on the East Coast, the West Coast, I used to know all the crews, all of the flight attendants. I don't know anybody anymore because they've changed how they do things. But in terms of he didn't just disappear. He was on that plane. He was killed. I'm sure there were people on that plane. Somebody didn't come in with an UFO and just get those people out of the plane and take them someplace else.
That
didn't happen. But, and then all the people that died in the buildings jumping from the windows or just.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But are there people here? This is the real question, I think, anyway. You can come up with your own questions, but the thing that we become so complacent about is we believe all of this garbage from the news media, depending on what our political stripes are or what we're comfortable with in terms of religion or what our age is or whatever it is. And yet, so we don't question things that agree with what's in our psyche. And that's the biggest problem that we have these days. And so people like you and me who question authority, who question everything that goes on, we're labeled as fringe. That's what people in the mainstream radio world who have a political bent, they say, well, this is a fringe program. Alex Jones, who is a conspiratorialist to beat all of them, he's a fringe player. He's not a real credible host. He doesn't have a big company behind him. I don't have a big company behind me. I have me, and I have you. That's it. And so with that, for some 28 years, I've been able to converse about these issues and have an audience, find an audience. Is it the biggest audience in the world? No. Would I like it to be bigger? Sure. How do we do that? Well, we do what we're doing now, trying to sort of repurpose some of the ways that we talk about the issues. But the issues remain the same. And they both, in this circumstance, for me, focus on Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. That's who, and to a lesser extent, George Bush, because he was just there. And so he didn't, he wasn't part of the conspiracy by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But there were people who were working with him and for him in my mind. Can I prove it? No. But does stuff like this make those people uncomfortable? Probably at this stage of their life, both those boobs are in their 70s, and you know they haven't got that much more time anyway, so they've got what they want, all their money, living the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Yeah, that's cool. But at what expense? And I think that's really what this whole business brings to the surface and what people just don't want to talk about. They'd rather go to a baseball game. I don't want to talk about that. Give me a headache. Let's have a drink. So why are we doing this? I don't know. I think we have a responsibility to kind of do it, along with bringing you some stuff that's fun to talk about. And, there are other things. I mean, we could, I'm looking at all the things that are going on in the world today, and I think to myself, why? Why do we bother? I could just, you know, you and I could, we could sing. We could dance. We could do a lot of things to entertain people, right? We could count to 100 every hour, slowly.
From what you've said, your dancing might very well entertain people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 44 past the hour. Here's something that's entertaining, informative, and really cool. a way for you to risk your life or not, depending on your decision. How about that? Yes. This is life and death stuff here. Not talking about what happened on September 11th. We're talking about what's going on in your body, what's happening in your heart, what's going on in your veins and your arteries. Are you getting all the blood that you need from your heart flowing through every inch, every millimeter of your body? What does Dr. Ken say? There are like 65 miles or something of tubing in our body, and the blood goes through every single bit of it every time it pumps. So if they're plugged a little bit, then your blood pressure goes up. You don't want to have your blood pressure go up. So what you do is you get Super Beets, which has nitric oxide. The beets are grown, and they produce, along with carrots, there are some other things, broccoli, you get nitric oxide in that too. Nitrates, not really nitric oxide. The beets and the other veggies have nitrates in them. And if they are grown in rich, fertile soil, there are more nitrates in them. If they're GMO, forget it, because they don't really have nitrates in them. You want to get the beets that Super Beets gets that are grown in an organic, natural way. So they cook the beets, and then they powder them. They cut them up in little bits and pieces. They grind it up, and they make powder out of it. And that's the powder you put in a teaspoon, put it in a glass, 4-inch glass of water, and drink it every afternoon or every morning, whenever you want to get more energy to support healthy blood pressure. If you take Super Beets every day and you have high blood pressure, I guarantee you, as I sit here, your blood pressure will go down. And it'll maintain healthy blood pressure levels. If for no other reason than that, you should call 800, let me give you the number right now while I'm thinking about it, 800-655-4183. Call that now. Have amazing all-day energy, amazing all-day stamina. Your blood pressure will become normal. You get blood into your muscles, into your heart, all over your body using Super Beets. And its companion product, which is Neo 40, it's a capsule that has the same amount of Super Beets in it, only it's crystallized. You put that in your tongue. I just did it an hour ago in order to pick up my energy level because it doesn't have any caffeine in it, doesn't have anything in it other than these nitrates that quickly are absorbed into your system, right away open up the veins, get the blood around. That's what wakes you up. That's what caffeine does. It just opens all this stuff up, but it drives you crazy because the caffeine makes you nervous and jittery. Ah, why did you drink coffee when you have Super Beets? Call 800-655-4183. The answer to that question is you won't drink coffee. You don't need to. You don't need to drink the monster drinks or whatever that stuff is. Nope. All you do is call 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeets.com. One more time, get the benefit of three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. You'll take it every day, and you will love, love, love it. 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Tech Talk time, 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I like the way I emphasize Good Day program. Doug Steffen's Good Day. All right, so Victoria and I are going to...
As opposed to good night.
Good night. Goodbye. Yours. Okay, so there's a new Chinese site. It claims to have the first images of Apple's iPhone 7. Ooh. Let's find out if this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in a moment here on Good Day.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon. Egg. Cheese.
Crisp sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two crisp sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two crisp sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
All right, so the Chinese have somehow or other done what they do at the movie theater. They go into movie theaters when the movies come out, and they sit there with their iPhone or their iPad. They record the movie, and then they put it online and sell it. I'm wondering.
Or it's on every street corner of Manhattan.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I fell off of a truck.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we looking at here? What is the iPhone? This is the first I've heard that there was going to, you have to assume there's going to be another iPhone.
Well, iPhone 7. Yeah, the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus are expected to be unveiled in September at the big Apple conference where they unveil everything. However, a Chinese site has claimed that they've hacked into the schematics of the new iPhone 7 and they published all the pictures online yesterday. Now, we don't know if this is completely legitimate. It most likely is a pretty good leak. There may be some tweaks and things that happen before the iPhone hits the market in September. But the interesting thing is, there's no more headphone jack on the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Instead, users will be listening on wireless headphones, and the rumor is Apple's making those wireless headphones, so when you buy a new iPhone, you won't get earbuds anymore. You'll get whatever their new wireless earbuds or headset is. So that's a major change.
So this is like person of interest, where you click, there's things in your ear, you click your ear, and you can hear what's on the iPhone. You don't have to have a cord.
Right, exactly. You're going to have whatever it looks like, whether it's an in-ear model, we don't know yet, but it looks like they're going completely wireless now, which is really nice because everything else is wireless. I don't know why we're still tethered to our iPhones with headphone, earbuds.
I'm tethered to our control panel here with wire on my headphones, and you are too. So what
right, but I mean, when you're using your iPhone and, out and about in the world, or any smartphone, I don't understand why it's not all wireless at this point. I mean, the Apple Watch is certainly as wireless. So, and then the other thing about the iPhone 7, apparently a huge improvement on the camera with a laser autofocus and an expanded battery life that actually will make the iPhone 7 slightly larger than the iPhone 6.
So look for a bump in the price of Apple stock today as the first rumors start about what the iPhone 7 will be all about. So if you bought Apple stock when it went down a couple of weeks ago, you were smart because it's going to go back up again today. Now, this is something cost about the same as the last iPhone, but it would be available for the people that signed up for $30 a month or whatever it is for the rest of their lives. As soon as this comes out, whammo, they get the new phone.
Yep.
Right?
That's true. And it's expected to be about the same price, $650 for an unlocked phone.
Yeah. Google says it's going to pay $20 an hour to you if you want to sit in a driver's seat and not drive one of its self-driving cars. Check out the Google.com/driverless cars. If you want to make $20 an hour, they're going to pay you $20 an hour to sit in the driver's seat and not drive one of its self-driving cars, just to see how it works with somebody in the driver's seat not driving.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.